Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. How can I help you today, sir or madam? I feck at this new job in the call centre is after taking over my mind. You'd be addled from it. It wasn't so bad when they had me working from home. There's a kind of perverted pleasure in helping people renew their insurance in your knickers. Well, wasn't that wrecked the other day when they summoned us all into the office in Cork on Monday for something called a town hall, where some 35-year-old blouse of a one tried to motivate us with her American accent? I was the oldest person there by a few years, I can tell you. My colleagues are so trendy that even the women have man buns. Anyway, didn't we go to a bar afterwards and I went to have a word with the gowl who said young people can't drink anymore because he obviously hasn't met my lot. The last thing I remember was being cancelled for telling the truth about personal hygiene in Skerteglen. And the next morning, didn't I wake up in bed with my boss, a woman no less, the same woman who was trying to motivate us with her American accent. Don't ask me if there was any how's your father, because my mind is still as foggy as a fine day in Knocknagree. Oh, lads, I'll be a bag of nerves in Mass on Sunday in case the priest gets up and says, I hear Rosaline from Bally Desmond swings both ways. He's a fright for the gossip. Should I ask my boss if we did the biz, tell me? Rosaline from Bala Desmond.
I feel your pain. I was really nervous our local priest would start spreading rumours about my kinks in the bedroom. Had to break it off with him in the end.
Come here. What's all this crack with the AI chatbots pretending to be human? I'm not the real Dolce Doni Nola. I do be a chatbot. So would you do me a salad and check if me question sounds like it came from an actual person? Anyway, myself and the old doll, we decided to go jogging together like those nabby couples you see in the south side, smiling away at each other while goading the rest of us with their healthy relationship. Anyway, we're out for a jaunt around Glen River Park yesterday when I noticed other old dolls were giving me the eye. Do you know? The roving eye, like. That's when they spotted me out jogging with the old doll. It must be some kind of signal that I'm a bit of a catch, like, you know? Thing is, whenever I tried to give him the eye back, I get caught in the act by the old doll and there be war. So, what's the best way to give the eye in the sly when you're jogging? Doubt you, Dorney, Blackpool, but not really, like.
I tell my Connor I want to run one step behind him so I can admire his arse. And you're clearly not the real Doubt you, Dorney. Jogging in Glen River Park. Real Northsiders like to cross the river and do their jogging near my house on the marina, unfortunately.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just engaged the top King's Council here in London to sue West Corp for false advertising. One hadn't a clue what the locals were saying when I popped over for a dirty weekend with Flicky Higginbottom's wife. We spent half a day in Bandon, which was half a day too long, as hardly any of the people we met sounded like Graham Norton. It is one's view, shared by my barrister, that West Cork should not be sending Norton over to London without a warning that his mode of speaking isn't representative of the norm. When a local started speaking to me outside Dun Manway, I asked him to speak into my phone so it could translate his gibberish into the King's English. The damn thing detected his language as Serbo-Armenian, which doesn't even exist. I did encounter one group in West Cork with upper-class English accents. But they were hippies, unfortunately, and one gagged at the whiff of stinky cheese. Is there anything that can be done to make West Cork natives speak properly? Lord Edmund de Servantspanker, Monte Carlo for tax reasons.
Now listen up, Lord Edmund. It's just as well you couldn't make out what they were saying, you langball.
It's getting Baltic on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are actually thinking of moving to Kerry because of the temperatures this week. Fifi underscore incredibly toned arm said, "You wouldn't mind people assuming you were a clueless muck savage if you could enjoy the 20 degrees they had in Kerry on Monday? I, for one, have had enough of the 12 degrees we're getting here in Cork, Audrey. You'd swear we were jinxed. Sorry now, but what's the point of living in the best city in the world if you have to wear your 3 grand cashmere coat, Brown Thomas, in April? Do you think we should move? Jenny Douglas Road."
My sister moved to Kerry to get away from the weather and the low-level aggression people bring to a conversation in Cork. I rang her there and said, "Do you think the move has changed you?" She said, "Yeah, it hasn't, like."
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.